What can I tell you about what's going on?
Well, I just thought it's an interesting story. That's why I contacted you, and I
Yeah.
have to try to contact both the Grenada Tourism Board and the Ministry of Tourism, and they wouldn't say a thing. And they said they don't know about this development, but of course I find hard to believe.
Well, you might try the Ministry of Finance, although I doubt they're commenting. It's Mike Sylvester. I think he's actually has a title of permanent secretary of the Ministry of Finance, but he's the guy we've been dealing with lately.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I've been to Grenada one time many years ago, and we work a lot with the Caribbean. I see my company is, besides being a media company, that's what we originally are. We get involved in a lot of other things. We have a safety security arm. I don't know if you know him. He's quite known. Work with Dr. Peter Tarlo.
No, I haven't.
Currently, we're training, for instance, federal Mexican tourism police, they will be announcing shortly.
Oh,
And we work
wow.
with the Jamaica government, with Sandals Resorts. And so Caribbean has been a focus point in a lot of ways. And I'm not usually the one who's doing the interviews. I run the company, but I thought this is quite interesting from the history. And that's why, I contacted you. I think there could be a story, and if we can, if it makes sense to publish it from your end, by all means. So what I understand, and I'm trying to remember, I should have read it right before. I was on too many calls this morning, started at 5 this morning.
Yeah, I noticed that from your email.
I'm on the board of so many organizations. We had a board meeting with the African Tourism Organization, with WTN. It goes one after another. So it's kind of
Yeah.
crazy. From what I recall, there was a resort complex, and I don't understand. You mentioned citizens for sale, citizenship for sale. So I'm trying to understand what happened to there. And then the complex was pretty much abandoned by the government when it comes to.
Well,
I don't know. You can tell
why
me.
don't I fill you in? So there is a project. It's called Kimpton Kuana Bay. It was approved by the government in May of 2017 with a $99 million budget. And basically everything was fine until December of 2020. And everything is fine, meaning if you look in the request for arbitration, there are pictures in there of the buildings. There, it's probably three quarters built. There are four buildings. Two of them are completely built. The third one is substantially built, and the fourth one is off the ground, not entirely built yet, but. So in October of 2020, the Prime Minister went out there with the what's called the CBI committee, and I'll explain that in a minute. And they couldn't praise the project enough. And then in December, all of a sudden, there's the developer, True Blue Development, and Warren Newfield. Got a letter from the CBI committee saying a three sentence letter saying there were discrepancies and they're withdrawing the budget.
Right.
All right. 5 months later, they still, first time they described discrepancies, and they were very simple to explain. I mean, there was really no substance to them. They were explainable based upon documents in the file of the Ministry of Finance. So, starting in December, they withdrew the budget. Then they demanded an escrow that said the money from the CBI could only be used for construction, not development costs, which $99 million were all the development costs, architects and other things that you do. So they squeezed again. And then in May of 2021, they stopped processing the CBI applications. And so that's the principal source of financing that was agreed to from the very beginning. So basically, they withdrew the financing for the project based upon these statements of discrepancy that have no substance. And why they did it, we don't know. We suspect when the logical things, what they say, illogical things they say, don't have meaning. It means something else is going on, but they haven't disclosed what the something else is. And so we're left filing a claim at the International Center for the Settlement of Investment Disputes at the World Bank in Washington, D.C. So that's that. Now, if you like, I can describe CBI.
Yeah. I'm trying to understand it. Yeah.
So let me just pull up the name. I have the name right here, and I wanted to get the proper name, full name. So in the Caribbean and probably in other places, they have a program called Citizenship by Investment. As a matter of fact, even the United States has
You're not familiar. Malta has it. A lot of countries have it. Yes.
Huh? Yeah. So you then know how the process works. An investor invests in the case of Grenada, $220 million. I'm sorry, $220,000, and in a real estate project. Yeah. Well. Some of them probably could invest. Let's not go there, right? Okay. Gets a certificate that they can use for citizenship. The Grenada program is particularly valuable because they have a treaty with the United States under which a Grenada citizen can get an E5 visa to the United States.
What visa?
I think it's an E5. It's an E visa to the United States.
But what is an E5? It's not a tourist visa. It's an investment visa?
No, no. It's a special treaty visa that they have with Grenada. So okay. It's described in the request for arbitration. I can pull that up and describe it for you before we get off the phone. But essentially, it means that the investor, the CBI investor, and his or her family can enter the United States.
Okay.
And so that makes the program even more valuable. So that is the principal source of funds for the development. Kimpton, they signed on to the development. They would be the operator. The buildings are condominiums and then have common areas that include restaurants and the usual resort type additions. And it was a five-star resort. And why the government has killed it, we don't understand, and they're not explaining in a credible way.
Looking through this visa program, so what you were hoping with the resort, what they're hoping with the resort complex, is that people actually physically move to Grenada, because I understand the citizen by investment program is also available if you don't move to Grenada.
So there's also that what accompanies it is a rental program. So the investor can rent the condominium and not move. There's not a residency requirement in the program, but the project has within it a rental program, so they can rent out their condominium and make income.
Okay. You know where the citizens usually are coming from? Is it China or?
A lot of them from Asia. Okay. Some of them Russia. I think Vietnam. I can get you the answer to that in more detail, but that's what I understand.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, I'm just speculating here. I mean, what reason would Grenada, if they're pushing the citizens for investment program, why would they destroy such a such a complex? I mean, it's also bringing in taxes and other income.
Yep. Providing employment.
Providing employment. So I'm wondering what the connection would be. You mentioned Russia, you mentioned Asia, possible China. If there's pressure from the United States possible to do that, to stop this program?
No. We've been in touch with the embassy. They haven't raised any objections. So no, I don't think so. We have some ideas, but you know, we're trying to confirm them before we say anything, or maybe the government, you can get the government to say something. If we can go on background, I can give you some speculation, but I won't do that on the record.
No, that's fine. I'm just trying to understand it.
Yeah.
Because the citizen, I mean, if you look back at the Caribbean, it's not, Grenada's apparently not the only country that is pushing for citizen high investment. I mean, I personally, this is just my personal opinion. I think this entire citizen by investment is a complete, I mean, it should not be legal in the world, but I guess, there are people coming to this country, they have waiting times of God knows how many years and decades, and then you invest money and all of a sudden you can stay in the same with the European Union.
Yep.
I find it utterly, I mean, ridiculous to just buy a citizenship, but that's my personal opinion. I know from the investment side, I can see here when I look at Grenada, that they have visa-free travel to 125 countries, including Europe and the Schengen zone. So if you see it from a security standpoint, depending who's getting the citizenships, and understand they need to have a clear criminal record. But that is all, you know, who's going to check it and how you're going to check it? Now you have an E2 visa. This is what between the Grenada and United States. So I'm just wondering if there's any pressure by any of these countries with visa-free travel, like probably the main ones is the United States and the Schengen zone, to make it more difficult. But then again, within the Schengen zone itself, you find these visas in countries like Malta or Cyprus. I don't know if Cyprus is part of Schengen, but within the EU at least, that are promoting the same thing.
We're not aware of anything like that. There's been no statements from the embassy or the United States against these programs. All they'd have to do is cut off the E2 visa or whatever. I mean, but so I don't think that's the issue. I don't think this relates to security of the program.
Now, is the program pretty much dead, or is there a way to rescue it?
Is the project, you mean? Unless Grenada changes its position on these three issues that we've raised, there's no way to finance the project. So it's in the hands of Grenada if they want to go forward. The developer wants to go forward, but is blocked. And we've told them that repeatedly over the last 6 months, that more than that. We've told them that if they impose these restrictions, they're killing the project, and yet they've gone forward.
And now if they kill the project, you said there's construction already done. So some of the buildings are standing. So
huge amount of construction. Yeah.
And if you look at a country, Grenada is a very small island, basically. It's not going to be good to have unfinished construction like this hanging around. I mean, anything from an environmental standpoint to an aesthetics. I mean, I don't know why would Grenada risk this? I mean,
You know, it's a good question for Mike Sylvester to answer, or the Prime Minister, Keith Mitchell. You know, you might go straight to him. He's been on the public, he's been out in the public saying bad things about the developer and the project and whatever, and who knows why. None of what is being said can't be disproven by documents within the files of the Ministry of Finance. And we have given them statements from PKF International, which is in 150 countries, auditor, saying all the money is being properly used. We have offered to have them audit. They've sort of said they're going to do it, but they haven't done anything that we can see to do it. The books are open to the government if they want the books open. There's just nothing here that makes sense. So they need to explain it.
Is it a U.S. developer or?
It's no, Mr. Newfield. Well, it is controlled by U.S. investors.
Okay.
Mr. Newfield is from South Africa. He was in mining and went into development after that. The majority investors are U.S. investors.
Oh, okay. Mining in South Africa, also Zimbabwe?
Yes, around the world. He was very successful in mining around the world.
And what's his name? I'm sorry?
His name is Warren Newfield, N-E-W-F-I-E-L-D.
Okay, I will ask one of, I'm chairman of an organization, I don't know if you know this, it's called the World Tourism Network, and where it was started out of COVID needs. You find it on WTN.travel. And one of our board member and friend is a gentleman by the name of Walter Memzebi. He was the former foreign minister under the dictator in Zimbabwe, Mugabe, and also the minister of tourism, one of the longest serving tourism ministers.
What's his last name?
M-Z-E-M-B-I.
M-Z-E-M?
E-I. I would ask him because he knows a lot about the mining contracts in southern Africa. And you know, there's a lot of conflicts in regards to mining and who controls what. And there's a lot of crime and embezzlement and corruption involved in all of this. And that goes deep into China, Russia. So I'm just trying to put this together, you know, these pressures, because the citizens, when you say they're mostly Russians and maybe Chinese, maybe, you know, I don't know where this is all connected, but it's pretty odd, you know.
The other thing you can do is Google Keith Mitchell, the Prime Minister, and you may get some clues out of that.
Okay. I'll do this. I just know from a business standpoint, and even from a standpoint from if I was the Prime Minister of Grenada and you have a project that is halfway finished, what do you think would happen with the project if your investors couldn't move forward?
Yeah, well, we don't know. I mean, we you know, obviously that's a major concern for the claimants.
Right.
And you know, we just don't know what Grenada has in mind. So it's a concern for us too.
Right. Is it, do you think there is a COVID connection because of the COVID situation? Does it stop?
No, we don't see any. There was a request for like a $10 million increase in the budget, but that would have been financed by new applicants and CBI applicants. And so, or by other people that Mr. Newfield knows, that was arose because of COVID, but that's not what this is all about. That is, you know, that's not stopping this project.
What about from a competitive clause? I mean, I don't know the structure of hotels, for example, in Granada. I mean, are there other major developments in the resort field that are?
There are 18 developments. There's one other Kimpton development, but you know, are some of the developers, or is one of the developers behind this? That's a possibility, but that's total speculation.
Right. That's definitely, yeah, what I'll do, I'm going to see, reach out to the prime minister, and I have a way, we have someone else on our board who was for many years the head of the Caribbean Tourism Board, and I'm sure he can reach out to this guy, and it's definitely an interesting story. What a shame. I mean, not only for the investors, but also for the reputation of Granada, I think.
For the program, for Granada. But take a look. Do you have our request for arbitration?
I'm going to read through this again. And to be honest,
but take a look at the pictures. We're not, if you're talking about, is this a developer who isn't doing the development? I mean, the pictures tell the story.
Right.
When I first got involved, I went to their website, and there is a website, Kimpton Kiwanis Bay, and I said, wow, that is a lot of work. They're, obviously, the money is being spent.
Right.
So can you can't explain it by the guy's not doing his job.
Right, right. No, and interesting. I have one of our writers also maybe do a little bit more spend a little bit more time on it and see if we come up with something. Maybe if there's anything what's interesting, can I reach out to you again? Or?
Yeah, I would appreciate it if you would clear any quotes. I mean, we've been on the record and I know that, but just for the sake of clarity, it would be nice. And if he has questions, we're happy to answer them.
No, I appreciate it. Interesting story. And
it should be, yes.
Yeah, wonderful. So I hope you enjoy your evening. And
and I'm sorry about yesterday. And you really touched me with Father's Day, because that's where I was. And I just totally lost track of time.
Oh, no, look, please don't take it against you. In the last 3 or 4 days, I had so many calls. It wasn't just, I really don't do interviews. That's not what I do. There are other calls also.
Yeah.
And people just don't think anything. It's like 10 in the evening, midnight my time. I said, come on.
Right.
All over the world, So, no problem. I can fully understand. But no problem.
Okay, good. All right. Well, look, any questions, we're happy to answer.
Appreciate it. Okay, good luck with that. And sounds like a good story.
Okay, good.
Take care. Thank you.
So long. Bye.
Bye.